Here's to the kids whose first concept of a half hour directly correlates with the length of an Odyssey episode.
Wait a minute. My watch is set by the studio clock. That means we have less than 5 minutes.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Previously on Adventures in Odyssey...
Mr. Whittaker, I'd like you to meet Ricky Chang.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Oh, likewise. We have a new kids' radio program?
Aye, it's called Family Tree.
My family story will be the first episode. They left Vietnam at the end of the war when the communists took over. My grandmother Lynn took care of their 5 children.
We are going to have another child. I'm pregnant.
My great-grandmother Lee was a really tough cookie. At least, that's what her son, Tuan, my grandfather, says about her.
That's the boat?
Yes, the Hevong. Hop. Appropriate, don't you think?
It's so small. And all the people? Is there enough room for all of us?
We'll make do.
All right, let us go.
300 people went to sea, crammed together in a boat designed to hold 100. They had only been out for a day when something very bad happened.
Look, a boat.
What? Oh, no. No!
What? What is it?
Robbers! Thieves! Thailand pirates!
And they are headed right for us!
Are you all right, Mr. Whittaker?
Ricky's family story... It's bringing up some old memories and feelings that I thought were long since buried and forgotten.
Memories? How could Ricky's story bring up memories for you? You don't know what the story is, do you?
Do you remember the ring Ricky had?
Yes, I do.
The ring is mine.
Yours? How could it be yours?
It's my high school graduation ring. You recognize the unicorn on it?
I did, yes.
Well, you were right. That wasn't our school mascot. I had it put on there to honor my Scottish heritage.
That's how you recognize the ring as being yours.
Yes. I wore it during my time in the service. It reminded me of home. I wanted Jerry to have a keepsake during his time in Vietnam to remind him of home and his family.
But how would Ricky's great-grandmother have ended up with her?
I have an idea. Ricky's story, does he mention anything about soldiers?
Indeed. I remember that from listening to his rehearsals.
Jerry's squad was on patrol in some rice paddies, fields, on some large farm. I think that it was somehow connected to Ricky's family.
Ricky did say that his great-grandmother owned a large rice farm and a big rice processing business.
What did Ricky say about the soldiers?
That a squad making their rounds came to the farm.
Jerry's squad.
Hey, you! Back there! I see you! Get back to work!
Sorry, so sorry! Take 5! Keep sharp!
Hi, Mrs. Chang.
Oh, hello, Jerry. What do you know?
Oh, not much. You got some water for a thirsty American soldier?
Sure. Come here to the cot. I see you still have that ring.
Yep, and it's still not for sale.
Why do you wear it on a chain around your neck instead of on your finger?
Well, it's a little too small for my fingers.
If it's too small, why do you keep it? Sell it to me. I will give you a good price for it.
That's what you always say, and you also know why I can't.
Yeah. You need to keep it because you promised your father you would.
Incoming!
Chang, get down! Quick, under the cart!
They're wrecking my farm!
They'll wreck more than that if you don't stay covered! I think they're done.
Form up!
Stinky communists! Come back here and fix my farm!
You are something else, Mrs. Chang. Look, I gotta go.
Oh, okay, Jerry. See you again soon!
Right. Stay safe, okay?
Incoming!
Mrs. Chang, get down!
Close. Jerry? Help! Help!
Help!
The report said Jerry was severely wounded, protecting the owner, Lee. Jerry's buddies carried him off the field and took him back to the base camp, where he...
Oh.
When they shipped him home, my ring wasn't among his personal effects.
According to Ricky's story, his great-grandmother said the blast dislodged it. She found the ring in the mud after they took Jerry away. She tried to find him to give it back, but it took him away so fast and she didn't know where they went. When she went to the base, nobody would help her.
So she obviously kept it and eventually passed it down to Ricky.
Seems Jerry saved her life. I suppose it would mean a great deal to her and her family.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm sure Ricky's family would return the ring to you if you just tell them about this.
It's not about the ring. I just don't know if I can bear facing them. Not after what happened later.
Later?
Well, there's more to the story, Renee. Much more.
Family had suffered in Vietnam, oppression from the communists, losing their business, forced onto a tiny farm with barely enough food to feed themselves, selling all they had to buy their way out of the country, being crammed on a small boat with 290 other refugees. Now, after only a day out at sea, they face one of their biggest fears.
Thailand pirates!
And they are headed right for us! We have to outrun them! You! Make the boat go faster!
They tried running, but the Hevong's tiny motor was already straining from having so many people on board. They had only gone a short way when the motor stopped working completely. They were dead in the water, and the Thailand pirates were right on top of them.
Here they come!
What should we do?
Don't fight them. Let them take whatever they want.
Huh? The rest of my jewelry?
Yes, Mother. Just give it to them. It's not worth your life.
I brought it this far. I'm not giving it up now. I have to hide it.
Attention, Hidong! Do not run! Prepare to be boarded!
Remember your dream, Lin. We are going to be all right. And don't fight them.
Listen to me. I am in command now. If you do what my men tell you to do, you will not be harmed. If not, take it all!
The pirates worked their way down the length of the Hevong, stealing everything they could get their hands on. If anyone resisted, they beat them and threw them overboard. Finally, the pirate captain came to my grandparents.
You cannot take our food! It's all we have for our children!
You defy me? Give us the food, or I will throw your husband overboard!
No! No! Stop! Wait!
Stop! Leave them alone!
Who is this?
Mother, don't!
Mother? This is your mommy?
Yes, I am his mother. And this is my grandson. You made him cry.
Oh, baby is crying! And the mommy's boy is crying too!
Ooh, such big man. So tough. I think it's so funny to make fun of an old woman with a baby and gang up on one man and attack a pregnant mother and her children. Such big, tough men.
I like this old woman. She's a funny old woman. She's got a lot of spunk. Okay, spunky, funny old woman. You and the baby win. We won't toss your son overboard.
Good.
We still take your food, though.
No!
Captain! Navy ship off the port bow! Headed right for us!
It was the last thing the pirates wanted to see. And then... the Navy ship fired a warning shot across their bow.
Everybody! Take what you can! Get back to the port! Go!
The pirates scrambled back to their boat, fired up their engines, and sped away as fast as they could. The Navy ship was right behind them.
Cry anymore, little one. Look at them run. Cowards!
That's the Malaysian Navy. We must be in Malaysian waters. Thank you, Mother, for helping me.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank little Vin here. I didn't think even they were bad enough to hurt me as long as I was holding him.
Oh, I just wish they hadn't scared him so badly.
Oh, I don't think they scared him all that much.
Oh, but he was crying so hard.
There's a reason for that. Here, little one, let me turn you around. Now, look inside his diaper.
Oh!
Is that your jewelry?
Yes, including the ring. It was the best place I could think to hide it. No pirate would be caught dead looking there.
Oh,
Lynn, what is it? What's wrong?
Dwayne, she is bleeding.
It's the baby.
No. Lynn. Mother, help me get her under the canopy.
Okay.
Oh. I'm here. Hold on, Lynn. Please, hold on.
The baby, Vin, whose diaper hid my great-grandmother's jewelry and the ring, that was my father. The Malaysian Navy boat came back, and the captain questioned the boat people.
What were you all thinking? It's madness to cram this many people onto a boat this size. No wonder your engine broke down.
Tell us something we don't know. Now take us onto your ship.
I can't. I'm not allowed. Regulations.
You must help us, Captain. We'll pay you. We don't have much, but we'll give you what we have.
That won't be necessary. Sailor, make ready a tow line. Fasten it to this boat. Let me know when it's done.
Right away, sir.
We'll tow you to shore.
Thank you.
Captain, my wife is very sick. Can you at least take her aboard your ship?
I'm sorry. I can't.
She's pregnant, and she is bleeding, and she needs care. Please, Captain.
I will have my ship's doctor come here and care for her. Now, excuse me.
Thank you. Thank you, Captain. Thank you! How is she, Doctor?
She's stable now, but still weak. She shouldn't have come on this journey in her condition.
The pirates pushed her down. That's when she started bleeding. Will she be all right?
I've given her medicine, and she needs to rest.
What about the baby?
There was nothing I could do to save the baby. I'm sorry.
Oh. Can I see my wife?
Go ahead.
Tow line is secure, sir.
Very good. Ahead, Paul.
Aye, sir. Ahead, Paul.
Lynn.
Tuan. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No. It's not your fault.
My baby. My poor, precious child. How much longer?
Everything will be okay, Lynn. Once we reach the refugee camp in Malaysia, we'll put you in the hospital there and they'll take care of you. Isn't that right, Doctor? We'll be there soon, yes?
No. Excuse me.
The Navy ship's engines have stopped.
Tuan, what did he mean, no?
It's all right, Lynn. Just lie back. I'll find out. Doctor!
Tuan! We are in the middle of nowhere.
Doctor, what is this?
Doctor, it is time. You and your guard return to the ship immediately.
Yes, Captain.
Wait. How much longer will it take to get to Malaysia?
I demand to know what is going on.
The refugee camp is full. The Malaysian government will not accept any more refugees in our country. You'll need to find another place to land.
But we have no engine.
How are we supposed to get to another place?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
No.
Cut the tow line! Cut the tow line!
What are you doing?
Headphone!
Don't do this! Have mercy! No!
The Navy ship got smaller and smaller on the horizon, and men disappeared. My family and the other boat people were stranded, helpless, dead in the water, adrift in the middle of a vast, empty sea. They drifted in the ocean for 10 days. My grandmother finally stopped bleeding, but they had almost no food or water. Everyone was very weak. But that didn't stop my great-grandmother from still being very feisty.
Mother, what are you doing?
Praying to Jesus. Be quiet.
Do you even know anything about him?
I heard the missionary talk about him. Be quiet.
What? Mother.
I pray to Buddha, and nothing happened. I pray to our ancestors, still nothing. I pray to all others. Zip. There's no one else to pray to. Just Jesus. Now be quiet.
Yes, Mother.
Tuan.
I'm here, Lin. What do you need?
I just wanted to tell you I'm sorry, my husband.
Sorry? For what?
I insisted that we all come on this trip. You didn't want to. And we would have been better off if we had listened to you.
No. You were right. You wanted something better for our children.
And this is what I have led them to. Their end.
Lin, you must have hope. Remember your dream about the village and the man with the beard and the white robe.
No, husband. We have to face facts. Our lives are over. There is no hope.
Lin.
It worked! It worked! Duan! Look! Look!
What is it?
A ship coming this way!
What if it's the pirates again?
Or maybe it's the Navy again?
No. I don't think it's pirates or the Navy. I don't know what it is.
The people who were still strong enough slowly stood. Filled with dread, they watched as the ship came nearer and nearer. When it finally pulled up alongside the Hevong, a voice called out.
Ahoy! Ahoy! This is the Sea Sweep. We're a humanitarian rescue vessel. Do you need assistance?
Yes! Yes! Come! We need your help!
Tuan!
You see, Lin? There is always hope!
Did you know about the Sea Sweep, Mr. Whittaker? And that Ricky's family was on it?
Well, that was a guess. But as far as the Sea Sweep itself goes, well, that's the rest of my story. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but in addition to Wits End, I also own the Universal Press Foundation.
I am aware, actually.
UPF has always been philanthropically inclined, so much so that we often receive requests from charities. I give most of them at least a little something. One day, many years ago, a man came into my office requesting support to outfit a special ship called...
The Sea Sweep. It's a rescue vessel that we at World Vision have designed and outfitted to give the boat people food, supplies, medical attention, and support to keep them alive and going until they find a country that will accept them. It'll be the Vietnamese refugees' earthly rescue and salvation. And it's going to introduce them to the one who could rescue and save them for all eternity. It's a worthy cause, Mr. Whittaker. We've received generous funds from several large donors, and, well, we're hoping we could count on you and UPF.
Are you?
Yes, sir. Will you help us?
No, I can't.
Oh, may I ask why?
Look, I try to be generous, but I'm afraid I won't be able to help you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm very busy.
Of course. Well, thank you for your time.
That doesn't sound like you at all, Mr. Whittaker.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Renee, and I hope it's true, but I can't run away from it. It is who I once was, at least for that moment. I was very bitter and angry at losing my son, and blaming the people who came from the country where he died. I wanted them to experience some of the pain I was feeling.
Surely you don't still blame them for Jerry's death?
No, no, of course not. But I'm still ashamed, deeply ashamed. The Chang family could have died, and I did nothing to prevent that.
But they didn't die. Others gave. The C-suite found them and rescued them.
Yeah, but that doesn't excuse what I did or didn't do.
Embracing the brambles.
I'm sorry, what?
That's what my old Uncle Argyle used to call it when you have to deal with something inside yourself that you don't like. He said it's akin to walking down a path that's blocked with thorny bramble bushes. You can't go round it, and you can't ignore it. You just have to embrace the brambles, pain and all, till you get to the other side.
Well, he sounds like a very wise man.
Aye, he was. Of course, he also used to talk to his watch, so... What will you do now, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, there's only one thing I can do. Visit the Changs, tell them what I did, and apologize to them.
Aye.
It's what Jerry would have wanted.
And Jesus, too, right?
You know, for a non-Christian, you know an awful lot about Christian duty.
I told you, I grew up with it.
Well, we better get you back to Wits End. Your break's over, and I think I'd like to hear Ricky's story now.
I'm sorry about Jerry, Mr. Whittaker.
So am I, Renee. And thank you. And, I hope, Mr. and Mrs. Chang, that you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
Mr. Whittaker, we are surprised that you feel the need to apologize at all. Your son saved my mother's life.
Yes, but I'm afraid I didn't follow his example very well.
Have you heard Ricky's story about our escape?
Yes, I have.
When my mother prayed to Jesus on that boat, she really did not know what she was doing. But since we come to America, our whole family has come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We understand the loss of a child, what that grief can make a person do or not do.
Do you remember the part about my dream?
Yes, I do.
I now know that the man in the white robe with the long brown hair and beard was Jesus. He brought us back to life. But there is something about the dream that I remember when I first saw you. You see, I recognized you. You were in my dream. You fell down dead with the rest of us. And Jesus pointed at you and brought you back to life.
My.
When Jesus brings a person back to life, he is not the same person he was before. We are not the people we were back then. And you are not the man you were either. How can we not forgive you when you ask?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Here, Mr. Whittaker. This belongs to you.
Oh, my ring. Actually, Ricky, I'd like you to keep it. And when people ask about it, tell them not only about your family story and what Jerry did for your great-grandmother, but tell them what Jesus did for all of us.
Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. You know, it took great courage to do what Ricky's grandparents and great-grandmother did for their family, and how wonderful that they later discovered that they were able to endure all the suffering and hardship they went through because God had been with them all the way. It's important for us to remember, too, that because Jesus suffered more than any of us ever will, he understands our sorrows and fears. So when we're facing difficult times, the best thing we can do is follow his example. In the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing that he would soon be crucified, Jesus prayed that God's will would be done. Jesus' courage and obedience to God's will, regardless of the cost, is the best example we could ever follow. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family, The Boat People, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Amy Pemberton, Lance Kroll, Elizabeth Sung, April Hung, Raymond Ochoa, Scott White, David Jung, James Taku Leung, Theodore Chin, and Jim Custer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.